Welcome to our podcast channel, brought to you by the British Chamber of Commerce in Singapore. Subscribe to our channel as we provide you with curated content and in-depth conversations by industry experts and leaders across Singapore, ASEAN, and the United Kingdom.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bruno Amaro, and I'm joined today by my colleague Stuart Bell. And we are here as members of the British Chamber of Commerce Financial and FinTech Committee, bringing you another episode of the FinTech Frontiers podcast.
Today, we are excited to be joined by Venkatesh Saha from TransferWise. TransferWise is a global technology company on a mission to build a better way to move your money around the world. Whether you're sending funds to another country, spending whilst home or abroad, or making and receiving international business payments, TransferWise wants to make your life easier and save you time and money. Today, TransferWise has more than 8 million customers and operates out of 14 offices around the world with over 2,000 employees. Venkatesh is head of expansion for APAC and the Middle East at TransferWise, responsible for strategic international projects. Prior to joining TransferWise, Venkatesh was with the office of Tony Blair, where he advised governments on topics such as economic reform and electronic payments. And prior to that, he was a strategy consultant at Bain & Co. He has an MBA from the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania and an MA in International Studies from the Lauder Institute. Welcome, Venkatesh.
Thank you for having me, Stuart and Bruno. Very excited to be here.
We are very excited to be here and to hear more about TransferWise and a lot about the growth that you've been experiencing in the region. So maybe we can start from the beginning. You can give us your thoughts around TransferWise's journey from startup to scale up.
Absolutely, Bruno. So I don't know, I would imagine you and Stuart have lived in Europe at some point in your life, but 10 years ago, if you actually needed to make an international money transfer from one country to another, you probably have to walk up to your bank branch, fill a form, speak to a teller. The teller may or may not know how to help you. Eventually, if you get through all of that, you don't know how much you're going to receive at the other end, and you don't know when you're going to receive the money. And this is exactly the problem that our founders, Tarvit and Christo, had 10 years ago when they were in the middle of their careers and trying to solve some these simple problems. So they met in a pub one day, and they basically figured out that they could help each other. So at that time, Tarvit was working in Estonia but had business in London. Christo was living in London but had mortgages to pay in Estonia. And what Tarvit and Christo basically said is, all right, Tarvit said, I'm in Estonia, so I can just make a domestic payment of the euros to your account. We'll go on to Google, we'll look at the exchange rate, and on that very same day, you in London can just send me the pounds. So that's kind of how they exchanged the money. Over time, they shared this with their friends. This then became a Skype group. It became an Excel sheet. And today, this is now a business with more than 2,000 employees around the world and helping 8 million people really do finance in a fairer way. So it's been a long evolution over the last 10 years. And I think I'm personally excited to see that Asia Pacific has really been a big part of this story.
That's fantastic. You want to talk to us a little bit about, you've been on a journey, right? Adding products to the platform and developing your business. You want to talk to us a little bit about how that evolution from TransferWise 1.0 to 2.0 has been going on?
We really started by solving the consumer problem of international remittances, which simply put, how do you move money from bank account in country A to bank account in country B? And that was the focus for the first 5 odd years of the company. As the company began to see some success here, what we realized was a lot of businesses were also coming to us and saying, hey, we have that exact same problem. Why are you not giving us the opportunity to use TransferWise? So that sort of then began the evolution of TransferWise starting to cater to businesses. Around this time as well, customers started coming and telling us, both businesses and retail, we love the fact that we can use your service to move money, but we may not want to move the money instantly. We may want to be able to hold some of this money with you and then decide when we want to move it. Or we may want to receive money directly into an account that we hold with you and then move it elsewhere. So this was then the evolution of our borderless product, which is really in two parts. It's a multi-currency digital wallet that lets you hold 40 plus currencies. It lets you convert from one currency to another at some of the cheapest exchange rates in the world. And then linked to this wallet, we now give you a companion debit card, which you can spend whether you want to go buy a coffee, buy a printer for your business, or buy something online. We now have this product live in Asia Pacific, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Singapore, and we're really looking to now bring this to more countries. In addition to this, we have also started looking at what are the other kinds of businesses that we can work with. So we now have opened our infrastructure to organizations like banks. So the good example to speak about here would be our partnership with Monzo in the UK. So if you're a customer of Monzo, which is a leading digital bank with 4 million customers, and you want to make an international remittance, you click on the button on the app and you're taken to an experience that's powered by TransferWise. So as a Monzo customer, you get the same TransferWise experience as you would if you came to us directly. And so this for us is now the next evolution. We've recently announced something very similar with a neobank here called Aspire in Singapore, which caters to SMEs. And we're hoping to be able to do more of that in Asia Pacific.
Fantastic. One thing that I wanted to ask you, a lot of our audience is startups that are on the journey, in the beginning of the journey, that you are well ahead. How do you think about international expansion in that context? Moving from the UK and scaling globally your proposition.
I think the good news for TransferWise is that we were built as an international company from day one, because TransferWise is all about moving money from bank account in country A to bank account in country B. I think the other advantage that we had coming out of the UK and the European Union was that a single license was adequate for us to be able to offer our services, not just in the UK, but also across the European Union. And that allowed us to quickly scale and offer the TransferWise service across multiple markets in a relatively short period of time. So that's what really set the trend for us. I think when we then think about other continents, and specifically here, like Asia Pacific, we have been driven, or our international plans have really been driven by our customers. So if we are not in a market today, and Bruno, you wanted to come and use our service, you can come to the TransferWise website and leave what we call a wish. I personally track these wishes every month, and we try to respond to where we see the greatest customer need. So that's really what brought us here in the beginning to Singapore, brought us here to Australia, and now continues to drive our strategy as we think about the rest of Asia Pacific.
Okay, that makes absolute sense, right? Your business is driven by the customer needs that you identify. And moving on to why Asia, why Singapore, I know that I'll pass it on to Stuart, because there's a couple of questions we'd like to get your thoughts on.
Yeah, thanks, Bruno. We heard earlier about the 14 international office locations. So you're in the UK, Europe, US, Australia. What made Singapore the next logical step for TransferWise?
A number of studies have shown, and our experience confirms it, that Singapore is one of the easiest places to do business, not just in the region, but also in the world. And that was something that was a big factor in our consideration. But I think more importantly for us, we also saw Singapore as a melting pot for talent from across the region. And when you have a diverse talent pool that also brings different perspectives to the office, to the company, to the products that we build for the region. And that also helped solidify the choice of making Singapore our hub for Asia Pacific. The other thing I would say, though, is that Southeast Asia is a very, very interesting place to be. A lot of people are connecting to financial services through their mobile phone first because they have access to a wallet, which really makes the population in this part of the world fintech first more than anything else. And so I would say on a more philosophical level, it does make complete sense for us to be here.
Absolutely. And how do you find the competition here? Singapore is a very well-banked country. How do you compete with fintechs and banks?
At TransferWise, we believe that we are solving a global problem. The principal problem that we face today is that the financial system we've inherited is fundamentally unsuitable for an internet-driven economy. And this is the same, whether you're in the UK or here or Malaysia or Japan. And the challenge specifically is that these financial systems or banking systems were built for domestic use, and it hasn't really changed very much, even though the world and the economy has moved to a digital first and internet first age. So today, it costs you nothing to send an email, and the email reaches the other side of the world in a few seconds. There is no reason why moving money around the world should be extremely expensive, should be slow, and should be difficult to do. As I mentioned earlier, we are very much focused on our mission, and we believe that we're solving a global problem here. The mission is to move money faster, easier, cheaper, and in a more transparent way for people and businesses globally and in Asia Pacific. By having done so globally, each year we've helped our customers save $1 billion in fees, but there's still a long, long way to go to solve this problem.
Still in this topic, Venkatesh, Asia obviously is an extremely diverse region, both from consumer expectations, but also on the offer side. There's a lot of wallets and a lot of different payment products. And when you look at this, how do you decide where to compete and where to focus outside of your core product area?
We are very much focused on our mission to make moving money faster, easier, cheaper, and more transparent. And thus far in doing so, we believe that we have helped our customers save up to £1 billion in fees. But as you mentioned, given the very varied nature of markets, this means that we also have to build a little bit differently here and cater to what the needs of Asia Pacific are. I think what we have learned and seen is that Asia Pacific markets are actually hyper-local, where there is an explosion of payment methods. So one way in which we work with these payment methods is by integrating with them or being able to provide a service where you can move money to them directly. So one of the things that we announced earlier this year was our ability to be able to push remittances directly into wallets in places like the Philippines and others. We also announced another partnership with Alipay, which would again help millions of overseas Chinese as well as others who want to send money home to China, making it much easier and making them have the ability to receive that in the wallet. So our journey here is just starting. We believe that these are a few ways in which we are contributing towards localizing the TransferWise experience, and stay tuned for more as we do more, invest more, and grow more here in Asia Pacific.
So let's look at the future now and talk a little bit about that. And we cannot begin this topic without addressing the massive change that we've seen due to COVID-19. We would be keen to get your thoughts around how has the new normal, has changed customer behaviors and how you are adapting and adjusting to that?
I think as a company, just as perhaps you have had the experience, we've moved overnight from 14 offices to 2,000 offices around the world, which is the bedrooms, living rooms, and in some cases, even the kitchens of our colleagues. I think this transition has been easier for some, harder for others when I look at my colleagues. But we as a firm have done and are continuing to do as much as we can to support those people for whom working from home might be a little more challenging than others. But you're right, Bruno, this is the new normal, and this is something that we are all continuing to get adjusted to. If I step back and look at the macro picture, I think what this situation has shown us is that there is a need for digital first, faster, cheaper, and more convenient ways to pay. And we as TransferWise feel grateful to have the opportunity to be seen as a service that's trusted, that is cheap, that is fast, that people can use to move money around the world, particularly during this time. That's one. But the second is we're also seeing this trend where there is an acceleration of cashless, where there is an acceleration of digital. And if I can share my own story, my parents, who are senior citizens, are now extremely comfortable with Amazon. They use Netflix. And they actually even understand my job at TransferWise better and know what they do. And I think that, for me, is the perfect example of where the world is moving to, where everyone, whether you're a teenager or a senior citizen, is just comfortable with using digital products.
That's absolutely true. We've seen 2 years of change in 2 months, and the world is moving to digital, and that story just brings it to life. Staying on this topic, obviously.
Actually, Bruno, if I can also add one more thing over there, I spend a lot of my time with regulators around the region, and even 4 or 5 months ago, it would have been unheard of to be able to do a Zoom or a Teams call with a regulator on some fairly substantive topics. But I can personally confirm to you that we're seeing a change even at the highest levels of government and policymaking. And I think all of that bodes well for digital first or fintech companies like TransferWise who want to be able to bring our products and services to this part of the world.
Yeah, and just to follow on from there, I mean, obviously, data is a big part of your business. What trends are you seeing with customer behavior? What's different during this COVID time? Are remittances up or down? This sort of thing. Obviously, spending is presumably down, but could you elaborate on what you're seeing and where you think some of these trends may continue?
Let me answer that question in a couple of ways. I think we have a few different, I would say, product offerings within the TransferWise suite. There is the remittance bit, there is the ability to store money and hold your foreign exchange with us, and then we give you the ability to spend that money using the card. And so we see different changes in behavior, if you will, across these propositions. So I think if I look on the remittance side, as a company that is digital first, that allows people to be able to send money from the comfort of their home, people don't need to walk up to a bank branch or go to a place that's very crowded, you know, with their KYC documents or anything else. So TransferWise is certainly able to solve a real customer need and solve a customer problem on the remittance side. And we've only seen positive momentum from the start of the pandemic. I think if you look at the card product, there are certain segments that we all know are going to be slow for some time, and those include things like travel, hospitality, and others. But we also see other interesting use cases where people are beginning to use their card. A lot more people use our card, for example, for international online shopping, where sometimes the exchange rates on that you would use with traditional methods are extremely expensive. So again, there we're seeing new use cases that even we are learning about and we continue to learn about. If I were to try to gaze at a crystal ball, I think it's very, very hard for any of us here on this call to be able to predict what the world is going to look like. But to reiterate what I said earlier, I think this moment to digital is here, the moment to cashless is here, and I think this comfort of doing everything from your home and not needing to go physically to a store, I think that is also certainly increasing, and we are very excited for these trends.
Absolutely. Extending that thought, central bank digital currencies are something that's getting a lot of press attention at the moment. We're seeing China, some European states as well, sort of pushing things forward. Is this an area, presumably TransferWise, have an eye on? Do you see there being a natural tie-up to your existing product suite with the evolution of electronic fiat money?
Stuart, that's an interesting question. I think the way we at TransferWise have always thought about non-fiat type currencies is really, what is the problem that we are trying to solve here, right? The problem that we're trying to solve is people want to be able to send money from one country or bank account in one country to a bank account in another country as cheap as possible, as fast as possible, and as conveniently as possible, right? That's the mission of TransferWise. Our belief is that the existing infrastructure that's already built around the world is more than adequate to be able to solve this and to be able to do this business at scale. But we do keep our eye on new technologies that keep coming out. And if in the future we are convinced that a certain new technology or a way of moving money helps solve this problem even better, we're more than happy to consider it at the right time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Venkatesh. And look, we're getting towards the end of our conversation. We wanted to thank you for your time. And we look forward to keep following TransferWise's success and growth in the region.
Thank you, Bruno, and thank you, Stuart, and not just observing, but hopefully using TransferWise as well.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can share our podcasts and tag us in with the hashtag BritJamSG on Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn. For more information on the British Chamber of Commerce in Singapore, please visit www.britcham.org.sg. Or should you wish to get involved with our podcasts, please feel free to contact us at info@britcham.org.sg.